USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he will be signing an executive order in the next few weeks, which will include a road to citizenship for DACA recipients.
I'm going to be signing a very major immigration bill as an executive order. One of the aspects of the bill is going to be DACA. We're going to have a road to citizenship.
The president, who has pledged to end DACA numerous times since he was on the campaign trail in 2015, at the time he called the program an illegal executive order, now saying the bill wouldn't just be for temporary relief, but would be for a far more encompassing merit-based bill. DACA currently serves as protection for young immigrants that were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, referred to as dreamers, to allow them legally to study, work, and remain in the United States without fear of deportation. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The mayor of one Midwestern city said she's not distracted by protesters. More from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A city crew worked to remove the resign, Leiter resign message that was painted on the street in front of City Hall. Mayor Leiter Crewson has faced protests and calls to step down for the last couple of weeks. She's been under fire since last month when she read the names and partial addresses of at least 10 protesters who called for the city to defund the police department in a Facebook live stream. Protesters that were gathered in front of City Hall were cleared out from Friday morning, only to return later in the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The most magical place on Earth has reopened after nearly 4 months with new rules in place to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and the Animal Kingdom are reopened now, while Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios will follow on Wednesday. The reopening comes as a huge surge of Floridians have tested positive for the new coronavirus in recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A newly discovered comet is streaking past Earth, providing a stunning nighttime show after buzzing the sun and expanding its tail. Comet Neowise, the brightest comet visible from the northern hemisphere in more than a quarter century, swept within Mercury's orbit just a week ago. Its close proximity to the sun caused dust and gas to burn off its surface and create an even bigger debris trail. Now the comet is headed our way with the closest approach within the next 2 weeks. Scientists involved in the mission said the comet is about 3 miles across. Its nucleus is covered with soot, dating back to the origin of our solar system over 4.6 billion years ago. San Francisco All-Star catcher Buster Posey has now become the latest well-known player to officially opt out of the abbreviated 2020 season because of concerns over coronavirus.
But I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect the batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? Is from what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that as well, because unfortunately, it's second nature a lot of times.
Dodgers pitcher David Price and Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman are among others on the sidelines. Others like Texas slugger Joey Gallo and San Diego outfielder Tommy Pham have provided good news. They will get back on the field after previously testing positive for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.